York to LA.
From New York to LA, it's Sarah and Dre, and we're here about to give you the show. Welcome to
Vod Sod City. If you don't know, now you know. Woo! We are back. Been far too long.
They hear the sound of the crisp wine flowing through the drinks.
Honestly, to hear your voice on a mic sounds hot.
Not long forgotten, but long missed. I'm going to bring it back to you guys. We're going to do an episode about, we're in the Villa of Love. I don't know if you've watched Love Island, but if you haven't, you should definitely sign up. Mm-hmm. It is an interesting experiment with a bunch of hot singles that have to be coupled up and adventure off with each other. And within the span of the summer, a typical season is like 60 episodes.
Yeah, 24-ish. It's a lot. They're there for how many months? They're there for a while.
The summer.
The summer. They're there for the summer trying to find love.
And by the end of the season, they have to couple up with each other, and the audience gets to vote on who they think is the most genuine couple. And the winning couple gets to decide if they stay together and split the money, or one decides if they want to just take the money and say, fuck you.
Yeah. Tensions are high in the villa. We're all here trying to find love.
So as we're thinking about emotions and love and coupling up and recoupling up... One thing that has been drawn to mind, shout out to Alex Noyes, is a certain familiar feeling that people may get and overwhelmed with called the ick.
Yeah.
Ugh. The ick, I feel like we should Urban Dictionary it because I'm curious what other people say about it. But what I feel about it, it's just something that you had not expect. This unexpected, overwhelming feeling comes over you and you are just like, you feel disgusted and mm-hmm. you can no longer see that person the same way.
So, the ick is a dating term that means you get a sudden cringe feeling when you have romantic contact with someone. You become immediately off-putted by them. You feel suddenly disgusted, repulsed, put off, cringed by the person you're dating. That's the ick talking. Oh, I've definitely had that.
That was a great description. I feel like it's a feeling, but when you lay it all out, that's what happens. And sometimes... I think the most interesting about getting the ick is like you don't expect it to happen. When it does, it hits you hard and it turns your head the opposite direction.
Because you could be a solid 10 and you're like, wait, he does something or says something and it could be so minor, but to you, you're fucking disgusted. You're like, that's a zero for me. And then it ruins the rest of everything else. You're like, this isn't going to work out because you held your glass wrong. Or like, it could be as simple as that or like your beliefs on something like... I don't know. It just almost also shows you like little things that you didn't even know about yourself that you need in someone or don't need in someone. I don't need someone walking around carrying their glass like that. Like, you know, like that's the ick.
Speaking of the ick, we have a bunch of fun phrases that are sweeping the social media scene.
Sweeping.
So we wanted to just talk through them and see what y'all think. Because honestly, there's so many funny ones. And then I feel like we'll get into our friend's one predicament that he's dealing with and, you know, give some advice. I'll start it off. He's a 10, but he only wears flip-flops. If your toes out...
Honestly, I'm sorry. Zero for me. It's a zero. It's a solid zero. I don't care if you're a 10. Why are your toes out? It's winter.
Why are your toes out?
Also, why are your toes ever out? Also, it reminds me of a frat bro with the sunglasses hanging around his neck and just fucking flip-flops. Those stupid... What do you call them? Rainbows? Nope. Zero. Like,
is he too lazy to put on socks and tie his shoes? Does he know how
to tie
his
shoes? I would just be staring at his feet the entire time. It's definitely a zero for me.
Oof. It's a rough one. He's a 9, but every time he goes somewhere for the weekend... He adds his dates and cities to his Hinge profile. Now, you expand on this one because I am not on the apps.
Yeah. I feel like friends of mine have dealt with this more than me. Also, it depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for a hangout for the weekend that could be fun, flirty, exciting, only through the weekend, then great. Swipe right. If not, that's a 5. But it depends on what you're looking for sure. It means they're only there to hook up /... hang out. Mostly
hook
up.
Don't you just go on Tinder for that, though?
It's like... But apparently, they're all over Hinge. I've maybe seen, like, one, and I was like, oh, he's from London, but he's here for the weekend. Hi, how are you? Depends on what you're looking for. He's from London. I'll show you around.
They'd be searching. All right. He's a 4, but all of his friends are 10s. I see potential with that.
Yeah, yeah, you do this one.
Because if someone's a four, which means he's not that attractive and he doesn't have good banter, but he opens up to you to a slew of hotties, that could mean in your near future you'll be finding someone else through that guy. Yeah, you might be.
Yeah, thank us later. The cog you stick in the on machine. With this four because all the tens, they're meet their friends. Let's go.
All the tens, I'll meet your friend. Yeah. Okay. He's a 10. Wait, no, sorry. Yeah, we'll he's a 9, but he has two cats.
Negative 9.
I have to tell you, one of my girlfriends went on a date to EPLP with this guy. And one of the first things he told me about him, maybe it was their second date, honestly. And she was like, oh my God, he sent me two pictures of his cats. He lives in LC, but he's like a lawyer or like worked in real estate, like has a really good job. He knows what he wants in a life, but he has two cats. And they're not even just like street rat cats.
One too many.
They're like a specific breed, like, I don't know, Persian pussies, like something extra fancy. And I'm like, that means he cares about what kind of cat he has and he's particular. And also, it's a fucking cat. Not one, but two. They're evil little demons. And if you have them, that's a fucking flag.
Yeah, and you know what? That's just preferences. If you like cats, that's fine, but this will never work out. If I am with someone, and this has happened once before, out of nowhere, under the bed, comes a little black cat, a cute one. It was a kitten. They're not bad, but it's black, and all I see are the eyes under the bed staring at me. Okay, it was a COVID purchase, fine, but if you get two of them, that means you like this little COVID purchase, this fucking demon. That's a negative 9 for me.
Was that cat a COVID purchase or was it his ex-girlfriend?
That was the COVID purchase. And I said, send it back to the store. Yo. The thing is,
yes. I don't think Amazon's going to take that back.
And it was, quote unquote, cute. It was a kitten, but I see with his piercing eyes under the bed. Mm-mm. Anyway, next one.
Next one. He's an 8, but uses Uber Pool to take you back to their place.
I'm sorry. If this ever actually happened to me, I don't know what I would do.
Like, you get, you're after a date, like, things feel right. Again, he's an 8. You hop in the car that he just calls, but then two blocks down, you see a passenger in the seat, and you're like, oh, maybe they're just driving with them tonight. And then you go down, like, a couple blocks, and someone pops in the third row with you.
I would honestly make a joke and be like, so we're in an Uber Pool. Guys, I'm on a date. How do you feel about this? And ask their opinion. Because in my mind, I would say, drop me the fuck off at this bodega corner. I'm out. Uber Pool? Why?
And you're going back to his place? His place can't be that nice. Unless it was
a full-on accident, which probably wasn't. I'm out. He's a 0.
So if you're going to set the motherfucking bar, splurge the extra $10 for an Uber Lux. Otherwise, you're a negative 20.
Yeah. She's living the summer of perks. So unless you're doing that, get out of her DMs.
Also, maybe he's an 8. But he doesn't offer to drive you home after the date. When you clearly live very close to the location.
I thought about this a bunch, actually. I ain't getting in nobody's car that I just met. You might be an 8, but I don't know you.
But you met him before. It could
be a block away. I also don't know you. It's a block. I don't know what they're going to do to me. Yes, all my friends are tracking me minute by minute. I don't know. I don't like it. I will let them buy my Uber, not pool home, an Uber home. That's it.
Yeah, I feel like
I'd rather walk home than have some rando.
Honestly, they at least have to
offer. I've gotten into cars. I'm lying because I've gotten into cars of people who I've just met.
But they at least have to offer it. You make whatever decision you want, but I think offering to drive someone home is definitely.
Oh, there was no offer there. So that was a flag.
I would make Danny ride my Metro stop home with me.
No, I knew this was a flag. And I was like, bye. I'm never going to talk to you again. Thanks for the pasta.
He's a 9. But he makes sex noises when he works out in the gym.
Can you reenact it for me?
Okay, so this is a true story. Someone lives in my building. Not only does he take clients, as he's a personal trainer, I guess. He takes clients in our community gym. But when he is working out on his own, every time he's doing a push-up, lifts a weight, fucking touches the elliptical, he's just like, oh! Oh, my God. No. Like, I am not even over-exaggerating. There's been times when I've tried to record it because these fucking sounds are so ridiculous and emotive. It got to a point, one of our friends that used to live in the building went up to him and was like, hey, you're making me uncomfortable and your noises are so loud I can't hear my music. Can you keep it down? And he was like,
so many thoughts. When I'm working out, I put my music at a good fucking volume because I know that I'm really, like I said, I'm running. I don't need to fucking people next to me hearing that I'm breathing heavily. I'm nervous about that, let alone, like, no thank you. So fucking, that's a firm negative 9.
Okay, let's do the next one. He's a 10, but he asked you to be his girlfriend on the 5th date.
To me, that's raising a flag. Needy. So that's gonna bring you down to a 5, honestly.
Yeah, that chops you down because
I have questions, I have flag concerns, I have a lot of questions actually. So yeah, that's so soon. So yeah, definitely a 5.
It's so soon. It's like, what could have transpired in 5 dates that made you be able to like want to put a label on it? If they're the ones like pushing for that, doesn't that make you feel like, why do they need to put a label on it? Like, are they insecure about something? I don't fucking know.
I don't know, but it definitely raises a concern. Also, I'm just thinking back, like, 5 times hanging out with someone. You don't know me. I don't know you.
You don't know them. Let
alone be my girlfriend.
You don't know them. And I feel like you got to get to know someone. You have to see people in, like, multiple elements to know someone. So if they're going to hit you on that 5th date with, like, I'm locking you down, I feel like there's something in your brain clicking of an alternative motive, because why else would you? What if that person is crazy? Why are you locking them down so quick?
It raises questions. It raises concerns. It raises red flags. And honestly, to me, it kind of gives me the ick.
It gives you the ick. And that's why we were talking and workshopping through all of these different scenarios. Because again, they're sweeping the nation on TikTok and social media. Everyone agrees that the ick happens and there are reasons. Like, you can be really attractive and hot and look good on paper, but then one thing happens that turns your head completely around and you just can't look at them the same way.
Listen, I will say I'm fairly new to the dating game, but unfortunately I've gotten the ick after most people I hang out with. It's just like, I'm like, oh, okay, that was fun for the 2 drinks we had, but also ick, like, I don't know. To me it happens a lot. But also, we're growing, we're learning.
I will say, now you're like almost a year in dating, so.
I know. I had my first dinner date recently. Who is she? I have no idea. I sat through a whole damn dinner. Mm-hmm. I had a phenomenal time. I don't know about them.
Exactly. You're making the choice that you've got to make for you, just to self-serve. Because at the end of the day, what do I say? Your time is valuable. So how do you really want to spend your time?
I was trying to get that pasta bolognese. Let me tell you, it was so good too.
You made the right choice. All right.
So if you're in a relationship and you're getting to know someone, it's a budding relationship.
Well, budding relationship. Yeah. So no labels budding, on it.
Whatever the
fuck. You're seeing someone, yeah. And then you kind of like them, so you continue to see them.
And you realize that they have commitment issues. How do you deal with that?
Well, we're specifically talking about a certain scenario between one of our guy friends who was seeing this chick, which he did confirm he laid his intentions out up front, saying that he didn't really want anything serious. He's just having a good time.
And they were hanging out for like about a month too, like pretty long.
I feel like it was, when I asked him, he actually said a few months. They've been hooking up.
A few months, okay.
Hanging out with each other for a few months. But again, at the beginning of the relationship.
Right, so it's like, what is this? We're hanging out for a few months. What are we? What's happening? I want to commit. Do you want to commit type of situation?
Right. Except the information that we had received was he had told her that he's not interested in anything serious. So what do you do in that circumstance when the other person feels a certain way and wants to be committed with you, but you clearly laid out you don't? Do you continue seeing that person, or do you go your separate ways? Because my personal opinion
is a great fucking topic. I feel like it happens all the time. Like, people like want to get into something, and if you're clearly stating from the jump, you only want X, Y, and Z, and I am not ready for a relationship until I am ready at this point down the road, and they understand that, and you continue to hang out, you've communicated what you had to say. They should know, and if they're trying to commit, that means they're not either understanding you, they want more, and you're not on the same page.
But I still am happy that the other person at least admitted their feelings.
Yes, maybe absolutely.
They didn't realize that they would start to catch feelings, and then they do. Now, the other person, their response seemed to be like, listen, I don't want that. But here's the flag. When you go back and say, listen, like, I don't want a relationship, and they still are down to hang out with you, that's the flag.
That means they want you. They want to have your babies. Mm-mm. They are too involved with you. I would immediately end it, TBH. I mean, I'm not trying to be a bitch. Seriously.
No, I mean,
if you only want a certain thing, and if you don't think there's potential to catch further feelings for this person, like if you can't see, like, oh, then maybe
you're the bad person.
We keep hanging out, like, okay, maybe we could become something. If you don't see that, then definitely don't continue it, because that means you're just leading this person on. And there's not room for this in the villa.
Ain't room for that in the villa. You have to be straight up about your intentions and your emotions up front.
And we guess they got sushi after, though, together.
I don't know. We have to follow up and ask him.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him.
So. This was the weirder part about the text screenshot we got. This chick, after he basically said, like, nah, I'm not with that. Sorry if I came off that way. Like, still don't want to be in a relationship. She still said, and I quote, because this is honestly really hard to read because she clearly, just from reading a text, didn't have the best.
Oh, well, we're blowing this bitch up. Now I feel bad.
I don't know.
What if we turn it to this?
She said, yeah, I get it, ... Then she goes, I obviously care about you a lot and don't want, like us to change in regards to us, like, going out to sushi.
Yeah, stop it. End it.
And going out together and shit like that.
But, she wants
but
more.
Just no strings attached.
She wants more. And like he
But what I'm
want
saying
it.
Is, if he clearly stated, I don't want it, but she's just like, wait. I know you don't want it, but I still want to hang out with you. That's a flag.
This is a question that he actually brought up. How do you deal with someone who has commitment issues and you don't want them? Or actually, let's turn it around. What if I have the commitment issues and I'm that girl, right? And I'm like, I just want to be with you, boo. I want to eat sushi with you, even though you don't want it. And I want to be chill. We're chill, right? How do you deal with it?
I would just have to find another girl. I mean, I would. I mean, because if you
Be real right now. What would you do?
Be communicative.
Like, what would you say?
Oh, if I'm going to really say it?
No.
Just, I would say, can we have a FaceTime really quick? No. I would say, listen.
There we go.
I've enjoyed the time I've spent with you. But it's time for you to leave the villa.
You have to be honest and just say, listen, I would honestly, but also, going back and forth here because
you can't keep that relationship because you know that what she wants is not what you want.
And it's so fucked up because you're kind of love bombing her because it's like, yeah, I want to get sushi with you, but I'll, or like, gaslighting. Let's use all the 2022 trigger words on TikTok right now because what else?
If you're taking them out to certain dates that feel very secluded and remote, those are putting off vibes that you really do like her and want to get to know her on a one-on-one level. Now, again, if you clearly stated your intentions out up front, then I feel like you can do whatever you want
to
do.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I've done it before. I've said what I wanted and they ended up being fucking creepy. And I was like, I've said what I wanted from the beginning. I don't know what you're looking for, but this wasn't it. But also recently, since I've grown a year later, I had a dinner date that I really didn't want to go on at all. And I did make an excuse because maybe the next day I wanted a dinner date. I didn't actually tell him that the vibes weren't there at all, which is what I should have said. But I went on the dinner date and then the vibes weren't there. And then I said it. I feel like either way, you have to be communicative.
In that, it's early days. And I feel that you can still, it's honestly nice to give someone another chance. Clearly, they're trying to pursue you. I feel like two dates, fine. You at least gave them two different separate, different locations, different settings to
figure
out.
Different Andreas.
No, just to figure out if you're into them or could see any spark or something in the future. So that's two dates. And
I would say the answer to both of the sides is be having a commitment issue or dealing with someone that is being open and honest from the jump. Yeah, but I feel like we say this all the time about dating in general or just relationships in general. Be open and upfront about what you want. Hi, I want this. I want a serious relationship. I'm looking for X, Y, and Z. I want a casual thing. I'm not looking for a long-term thing. I got out of a long-term thing. Blah, blah, blah. If you're open about that and they still can't, like, understand that, that's fucking on them.
That's
I'm sorry.
Flag. That's on
that's
them.
That's the flag. Moving on, because I'm sweating.
And that gives you the ick, and that gives you the ick, and the...
And the ick is annoying. And then, like, now you gross me the fuck out.
It's hard to get rid of the ick. And
from
someone
done.
That's been in a relationship for almost 10 years, I could get that maybe with people on occasion where I'm just like, I know I don't fuck with you. But to feel it the way I felt it in the past few days, I'm like, oh, that's what that is. It just completely changes your view on how you see a person.
You flip your switch entirely, which is crazy because, like, you're into someone and then you're immediately, like, you don't even look at them, which is crazy. You're like, ew, I don't even want to touch you, let alone kiss you, let alone hear what you have to say. You're grossing me out.
I don't want your whispers in my vicinity. Oh,
maybe the ick just looking at you now.
Oh, ain't me, boy.
All right, we're back in the villa. What about a number that a guy or a girl has, like a past number, like their sex number? What do you do with that? Do you judge it? First of all, let's start with, do you even ask about it? Because I'm like, I don't want to know it. Well, I don't typically ask. Who's asking that unless you're in the villa
in Love Island? One of the cheeky questions was about how many people someone hooked up with. And it was over 300, I believe.
500, actually.
500. And 500. They're probably 23 years old. So if you do the math, yeah, I'm going to fucking judge that. Also, yeah, I don't know. I will say this,
but if you're in a relationship
and dating someone, I would probably want to know. Will that sway my opinion? It could. If it's 500?
How long into the relationship do you ask that?
Great question. Now, here's the question. Do you think you have to be in a committed relationship to ask those type of questions? Or do you think it's fair game to ask them before you make a commitment?
I think committed, quote unquote, I'm using fucking air quotes right now, committed relationship is stupid these days because it's like, if you're like hanging out with someone like exclusively and you both know you're exclusive and you're openly talking about these things like your past and your exes and this and your family and all these things and it comes up. Yeah, I would definitely be like, no, honestly, I don't want to know. I don't think I would want to know unless it's over 500.
If it's over, yeah, what's the cap?
Because here we go.
If it's over 100.
I think I got it.
If it's over 50.
Because if you're speaking with someone after, like, whatever, a month or two, and you are getting flags maybe about their exes, like, their exes are, like, they don't have an ex. They don't have a long-term relationship. I mean, that's the time you ask. So what are you doing? Just fucking having good innings? Like, what are you doing? So that means they're like obviously having sex, then maybe you ask. But if they're like, oh, I was in like a serious relationship, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I've never actually asked how many people someone's had fucking slept with.
Well, because you've only been in early days. So the question really is, if you wanted to find that out, when's the right time?
If they're like talking about their past, like it's kind of red flaggy, then you ask. I feel like there's no need to bring that up unless it's openly talked about, like in a setting where there's candles lit.
All right. So budding relationships, they create these questions that you have to answer as you're going along on the ride. And what we're discussing today is how you deal with them as you're moving on. And what we can collectively laying out your intentions up front is definitely important. However, making a commitment early on is begging the question for why do you need that? So we navigated the stage of a budding relationship. Also, numbers, Sandria, doesn't matter. Threesome, two tongues, one butthole.
Talking about numbers here.
So an experience had been happening, a fresh and new.
That's why I don't like the numbers game.
How did it feel to have two men's tongues in your butthole at the same damn time?
Oh my god. Phenomenal, actually. I didn't have to do a damn thing. And it was an interesting experience to add to the books.
So would you, your number of people you've had sexual encounters with, would you include that as plus one or plus two?
Plus one. It was a soft threesome for sure.
Soft.
Because I was laughing the entire time. What's happening?
That's a fun title for the episode. A soft threesome.
Soft threesome. Yeah, it was definitely a soft one, but I'm ready for a hard one. Maybe two girls, one cup.
There's one other Heza that we didn't talk about, but I'll just throw it out there. He's a 7, but he has an Android, aka he's a green bubble boy.
I wish he was a 10. If he's a 7, he's a 4 now.
But what if he works in tech, makes a shit ton, like he works for Google, so he has the Google phone.
No, there's something about it I don't like. I don't want to deal with the green bubble all day.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't want to honestly. As easy no, as that's that. Like zero. Well, these are our thoughts and fucking advice on relationships and dating because we're experts.
If there's anyone to give you the most advice, it's someone who's in a budding sexual adventure, meaning she is dating on the freshly for the new time at an age where she is super comfortable and confident in her skin, and someone who has been in a committed long-term relationship who has every day felt happier and happier to be in it.
That's some fucking repeat that back. Read it back, say it back. That's true. I would listen too. Shit.
I would say in that 2 cents, having people on two sides of the spectrum give an opinion about one thing means that we're right. We're
fucking
wrong.
Experts, baby.
We're experts.
Oh my God, it felt so good to be back on the mic. I want to keep talking and talking and talking.
Oh, it feels so good.